The Fullness of the Gospel, The Fall of Adam and Eve. A series examining doctrines unique to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Most Christian churches teach that the fall was a tragedy, that if Adam and Eve had not partaken of the forbidden fruit, they and all their posterity could now be living in immortal bliss in the Garden of Eden. But truth revealed to Latter-day Saint prophets teaches that the fall was not a tragedy. Without it, Adam and Eve would have had no posterity. Thus, the fall was a necessary step in Heavenly Father's plan to bring about the eternal happiness of His children. No death, no posterity, no progress. If Adam had not transgressed, Lehi taught his son Jacob, he would not have fallen, but he would have remained in the Garden of Eden, and they would have had no children. Wherefore, they would have remained in a state of innocence, having no joy, for they knew no misery, doing no good, for they knew no sin. But behold, all things have been done in the wisdom of Him who knoweth all things. Adam fell that men might be, and men are that they might have joy. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 22 through 25. After Adam and Eve partook of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, their eyes were opened, and Eve expressed gladness at the opportunity their transgression made possible. Were it not for our transgression, we never should have had seed, and never should have known good and evil, and the joy of our redemption, and the eternal life which God giveth unto all the obedient. Moses chapter 5, verse 11. Partaking of the fruit brought mortality, with its many opportunities to choose between good and evil, and enabled Adam and Eve to have children. Thus the fall opened the door for Heavenly Father's children to come into the world, obtain physical bodies, and participate in the great plan of happiness. Alma chapter 42, verse 8. Therefore, this life became a probationary state, a time to learn and grow, to repent and overcome weakness, a time to prepare to meet God. Alma chapter 12, verse 24. Transgression, not sin. President Joseph Fielding Smith, 1876 through 1972, said, "I never speak of the part Eve took in this fall as a sin, nor do I accuse Adam of a sin. This was a transgression of the law, but not a sin, for it was something that Adam and Eve had to do." Regarding this distinction, Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles observed, "This suggested contrast between a sin and a transgression reminds us of the careful wording in the second article of faith. We believe that men will be punished for their own sins and not for Adam's transgression." It also echoes a familiar distinction in the law. Some acts, like murder, are crimes because they are inherently wrong. Other acts, like operating without a license, are crimes only because they are legally prohibited. Under these distinctions, the act that produced the fall was not a sin, inherently wrong, but a transgression, wrong because it was formally prohibited. These words are not always used to denote something different, but this distinction seems meaningful in the circumstances of the fall. Even though Adam and Eve had not sinned because of their transgression, they had to face certain consequences, two of which were spiritual death and physical death. Physical death came to Adam and Eve at the end of their earthly lives, but spiritual death occurred as they were cast out of the Garden of Eden, being cut off from the presence of God. See Alma chapter 42, verse 9. Original sin. The result of our first parents' transgression, explained President Smith, was banishment from the presence of God and bringing physical death into the world. The majority of Christians maintain that every child born into this world is tainted with original sin or partakes of Adam's transgression in his birth. The second article of faith contradicts this foolish and erroneous doctrine. All descendants of Adam and Eve inherit certain effects from the fall, but because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, we are held accountable only for our own sins. Children who die before the age of accountability are alive in Christ, Moroni chapter 8, verse 12, and have no need of repentance or baptism, see Moroni chapter 8, verses 8 through 11. Commandments in the Garden. The Lord gave Adam and Eve commandments in the Garden of Eden, two of which were to multiply and replenish the earth, see Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and to not partake of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, see Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. These two commandments were designed to place Adam and Eve in a position where they had to make a choice. President Smith taught, "The Lord said to Adam that if he wished to remain as he was in the garden, then he was not to eat the fruit, but if he desired to eat it and partake of death, he was at liberty to do so." Faced with this dilemma, Adam and Eve chose death, both physical and spiritual, which opened the door for themselves and their posterity to gain knowledge and experience and to participate in the Father's plan of happiness leading to eternal life. End of the article, The Fall of Adam and Eve.